Hi there. The word for you today is on knowing what's important for you. In Acts chapter 6, verse 7, we read that the number of the disciples multiplied greatly. Here's the picture the New Testament church experienced: phenomenal growth when its leaders recognized what they were not called to do. Yeah, you heard me right. What they were not called to do, delegated it to others and got back to doing what only they could do. As a result, we read, and I quote, "The number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem." Keeping your mind on what's important for you, not just important, but important for you, requires simplification, and simplification means trade-offs. It means saying no to certain things you'd like to do. Look, if you don't choose what trade-offs you make, invariably somebody else will. It's called the Pareto, P-A-R-E-T-O, Pareto principle, and it teaches that 20% of your effort produces 80% of your success. So, identify your 20%, stay there, delegate the rest, or let it go. To help you do this, answer these three questions. 1. What takes up most of your time and energy? Determine how your activities can be categorized according to the following list. A. Something I was taught or told I should do. B. Something I see other successful people doing. Or C. Something I know I should be doing. 2, are you maximizing your strengths? If you need help determining what your strengths are, seek advice from other people who know you well. Then ask yourself, am I doing them? Am I growing in my ability to do them? And am I enlisting others to do what I can't or indeed shouldn't be doing at all? 3, are you spread out too thin? Are you determined to know everything that goes on in every area of your life? Is your philosophy, if you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself? No, nobody has that much time and energy. So learn to let some stuff go. Get back into focus and start concentrating on what is important to you.